فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ كَذَبَ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَكَذَّبَ بِالصِّدْقِ إِذْ جَاءَهُ أَلَيْسَ فِي جَهَنَّمَ مَثْوًى لِلْكَافِرِينَ.
Who then can be more unjust than he who lied against Allah and denied the truth when it came to him, calling it a lie? Is there no room for such unbelievers in hell?
وَالَّذِي جَاءَ بِالصِّدْقِ وَصَدَّقَ بِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ.
But he who brought the truth and those who confirmed it as true, such are the ones who shall be guarded against the chastisement. But he who brought the truth and those who confirmed it as true, such are the ones who shall be guarded against the chastisement. They are told as to who will be punished after being tried on the day of judgment. It is the wrongdoers who invent false beliefs, associate others with God in His essence, attributes, powers, and rights, and who reject the truth, who are destined for the worst punishment in the next life. An even more outrageous iniquity of theirs is that they decried for the lying person who presented the truth to them. As for the person who brought the truth, peace be upon him to them, and those who affirmed the veracity of his message, it is simply out of the question that they will be condemned to punishment.
لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ ذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ.
They shall have from their Lord all that they wish for. That is the reward of those that do good. They shall have from their Lord all that they wish for.
Note that this verse does not make any reference to paradise. Rather, it is stated that the pious will receive all that they desire from their Lord. Obviously, each person will return to his Lord immediately after death. It seems, therefore, that the pious will be treated kindly from the moment of their death through their entry into paradise. The pious will naturally desire to be spared torment in Barzakh, the rigors on the Day of Judgment, stringent interrogation, and humiliation in the Grand Assembly and punishment for their lapses. They will desire all this, and God will fulfill all these desires.
لِيُكَفِّرَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ أَسْوَأَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا وَيَجْزِيَهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ الَّذِي كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ.
So that Allah may remit their worst deeds and reward them according to the best of their deeds.
Those who embraced faith at the hands of the Prophet, peace be upon him, had committed serious sins in matters of belief and practice in pre-Islamic days. After accepting Islam, they not only gave up all their false beliefs, but also faithfully followed the truth propounded by the Prophet, peace be upon him. With regard to morality, worship, and relationship with others, their conduct was excellent. God therefore promises that the sins committed by them in pre-Islamic time, Jahiliya, will be removed from their record, and they will be rewarded in accordance with the very best of their deeds in their record of conduct.
أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدَهُ وَيُخَوِّفُونَكَ بِالَّذِينَ مِنْ دُونِهِ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ هَادٍ.
O Prophet, does Allah not suffice for His servant? They frighten you with others apart from Him. Although he whom Allah lets go astray, none can guide him to the right way. O Prophet, does Allah not suffice for His servant? They frighten you with others apart from Him.
The Meccan unbelievers threatened the Prophet, peace be upon him, with dire consequences as a sequel to his opposition to their idols. Indeed, they thought that their idols were so immensely powerful that anyone who insulted them would simply be devastated.
وَمَن يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِن مُضِلٍّ أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِعَزِيزٍ ذِي انْتِقَامٍ.
And he whom Allah guides to the right way, none can lead him astray. Is not Allah the Most Mighty, the Lord of Retribution? And he whom Allah guides to the right way, none can lead him astray. Is not Allah the Most Mighty, the Lord of Retribution?
The unbelievers are devoid of God's guidance. Therefore, they place great premium on the power and glory of their gods. So doing, they fail to recognize that God is supreme and that their blasphemous attitude to Him, as evident from their polytheism, amounts to inviting His wrath upon them.
وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهُ قُلْ أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ إِنْ أَرَادَنِيَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ هَلْ هُنَّ كَاشِفَاتُ ضُرِّهِ أَوْ أَرَادَنِي بِرَحْمَةٍ هَلْ هُنَّ مُمْسِكَاتُ رَحْمَتِهِ قُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ عليه يتوكل المتوكلون.
If you ask them, who created the heavens and the earth? They will surely answer, Allah. Tell them, what do you think then of the deities whom you call upon instead of Allah? If Allah should will that an affliction befall me, will those deities remove the harm inflicted by him? Or if Allah should will that I receive His mercy, will they be able to withhold His mercy from me? Say, Allah is sufficient for me. Those who have to put their trust, let them put their trust in Him. If you ask them, who created the heavens and the earth? They will surely answer, Allah. Tell them, what do you think then of the deities whom you call upon instead of Allah? If Allah should will that an affliction befall me, will those deities remove the harm inflicted by him? Or if Allah should will that I receive his mercy, will they be able to withhold his mercy from me? Say, Allah is sufficient for me. Those who have to put their trust, let them put their trust in him.
Ibn Abi Hatim has narrated on the authority of Ibn Abbas that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, He who desires to be the most powerful among men should repose his trust in God. He who desires to be the richest should have greater trust in what is in God's possession than in what he himself possesses. Likewise, he who desires to be the most respected man should fear Almighty God. Ibn Abi Hatim, Tafsir on Surah Al-Zumr 39, 38 and comments on Surah Al-Talaq 65, 2.
قُلْ يَا قَوْمِ اعْمَلُوا عَلَى مَكَانَتِكُمْ إِنِّي عَامِلٌ فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ.
Tell them, my people, continue to work in your position as you will. I too will continue with my work. Soon you shall know. Tell them, my people, continue to work in your position as you will.
The unbelievers are being sarcastically asked to persist in their bid to harm the Prophet, peace be upon him, and to spare no effort in that regard.
مَنْ يَأْتِيهِ عَذَابٌ يُخْزِيهِ وَيَحِلُّ عَلَيْهِ عَذَابٌ مُقِيمٌ.
Whom the degrading chastisement will visit, and upon whom the everlasting chastisement will alight.
إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ لِلنَّاسِ بِالْحَقِّ فَمَنِ اهْتَدَى فَلِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ ضَلَّ فَإِنَّمَا يَضِلُّ عَلَيْهَا وَمَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلٍ.
O Prophet, we reveal to you the book with the truth for all mankind. So he who follows the right way does so to his own benefit, and he who goes astray shall hurt only himself by straying. You are not accountable on their behalf. O Prophet, we reveal to you the book with the truth for all mankind. So he who follows the right way does so to his own benefit, and he who goes astray shall hurt only himself by straying. You are not accountable on their behalf.
The Prophet, peace be upon him, has not been mandated to compel people to follow the straight way. All he's required to do is to clearly expound that straight way. However, if people still prefer error, it is they who will be held accountable for it, while the Prophet, peace be upon him, will be absolved of his responsibility if they continue to wallow in error after he has fulfilled his part of the duty.